Things will go wrong. Expect it. Look for it. It's going to happen. Things are going to go wrong. Amen. Amen. People going to let you down. People going to hurt your feelings. Amen. These things are things that is a part of a sin-cursed society. And there's nothing you can do to change it, but there is something you can do about it. You can learn to do what Jesus is saying. You can do what Jesus tells us here. He says, it is impossible if you think you're going to live in a world where you're not going to get offended. In verse 1, it is impossible but that offenses not might come, but will come. It, offenses are going to come. Somebody going to make you mad. Somebody going to disappoint you. Somebody going to let you down. Somebody going to hurt your feelings. Amen. It's have you been expecting it, or have you been living like, ain't nothing going to happen wrong that ain't supposed to happen? Especially if I'm in church, ain't nothing, I know ain't nothing going to happen wrong in there because they saved. And you just, you know, going down your little road and, oh, you know, nothing's ever going to go wrong. The fact of the matter is that this is the reality. Jesus said, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. And I'm going to tell you how it is. Amen. This, they're going to come now. Woe unto the one that let them come. Evil is in the world and at work. Christians ought to know better. But then, on the other hand, we're sinners too. But he says, woe. And that means something bad's going to happen. Amen. That means that's something, the future don't look bright. Woe. Amen. Woe. Woe. Can everybody shout woe? Amen. Whoa. Amen. Woe unto him. Now, this could be talking about the prophets, or it could be talking about the people. Bad prophets, false prophets that'll offend people's faith and make them stay out of the church and damage their faith. When you start talking about offenses, it can relate, or it can just be somebody that's a stumbling block. Somebody just caused you to stumble in your faith, and you're not able to keep walking, and things happen, and it make you want to leave the Lord. Amen. People can make you, amen, cause you to stumble. Jesus said, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it if some of my people are caused to stumble. One of these little ones, whether it is talking about a little child or whether it is talking about a young Christian who is in a childlike faith. Amen. Anybody that stumbles, God doesn't like it when you make folk stumble. Amen. People trying to believe the Lord and they run up on some Christian that's acting a fool or gone crazy. I don't know if I could say that, but. And they throw your whole faith off. It's kind of like, I don't want to go back to church no more. I'm through with it. Jesus said, that makes me real mad. Don't you make nobody stumble. Don't make my little people who believe in me stumble. You make sure that you don't do anything to trip nobody up. Amen. That's what it means to cause a snare. It can be to cause a scandal. It can be cause a scandalon. It can be cause to trap someone. It's to become a stumbling block. Amen. Somebody said amen. Amen. I don't want nobody. Say, heaven is my goal. Have you ever heard it? And he said, I don't want nobody stumbling over me. If you're going to stumble, I don't want to be your stumbling block. I don't want to trip you up. Amen. I don't want you to look at me and say, church, no, thank you. Jesus, no, thank you. Why? Because I know somebody who claimed to follow him. And if they're in heaven, I don't even want to go. Amen. They're just not a heaven I want to go to because I haven't seen the representative over here. Jesus said that confused so many people. When you cause folk to stumble, you better make sure that you're responsible with your faith. But the fact of the matter is, he says, I don't like it, didn't he? He says, better for them to get a millstone, that grinding stone that they used to crush grain when they ate it. Amen. A big, huge stone with a stick in it that the animals used to pull around and around to crush grain for their food. To just put a, to tie it around their neck and throw them in the sea. Amen. And you know they're going to drown. He said, they're better off dead. Matthew 18:6. It's better to take a millstone around your neck and just go jump in the sea, and it's going to pull you all the way under, and you're gonna drown. Jesus has some stern words for folk who make people stumble in their faith. Amen. He said, because, but don't worry about it. They're going to have to answer to me. Because what I'm going to do for them is going to be really bad. Amen. Amen. To cause people to stumble in their faith. He says, it's better for them. It's better for them to drown. Then he said in verse 2, it were better for him. It's better for them to be thrown in the sea and drowned than to mess with one of my little folk believing me. And then he gets to the sermon and he says, amen. I didn't get to study this right. So, I mean, the thing is, when you, amen. The thing is that he says, that you better be careful, because, amen, I don't want people stumbling around in my church. Amen. I don't want them stumbling. Amen. I don't want them stumbling. So what he does is he shared with us here the rebuke, and we look at the repentance, and we look at the restoration. He says, but before he does that, he said, take heed to yourself. Make sure you ain't causing nobody to stumble. Make sure you ain't causing nobody to stumble. And notice what he says. Now, he's talking about saved folk. He's talking about folk that are in the body of Christ. He says that if thy brother trespass against thee, he's talking about a saved person. Amen. This is how we should work as Christians. Amen. If they trespass, and you know, a trespass is intentional. If you study Leviticus, you know that, the difference between sin is types of sin. One is a trespass and one is you can sin through ignorance and you can sin through intentional. You can sin on purpose. Amen. Amen. You can sin on purpose. You can do something you know you ain't supposed to do. And some folks sin and they don't know they did it. You know, they was unaware of it. You know, they didn't know it. But then you can, there is ignorance in sin and there is intentional sinning. And that's a trespass. That's intentional. You trespassed on my property. You saw the sign up, no trespassing. And Jesus tells us that when you pray, forgive us of our trespasses, our intentional sins. Because if you didn't sin and you didn't know it, that's I can deal with that a little bit better. But when you know better, you ought to do better. When someone sins, when a believer sins, that if thy brother trespass against thee, he knew he was wrong, rebuke him. Amen. That means rebuke him. That means correct him. Amen. 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 You are, be responsible and correct them. Amen. Confront them and correct them about it. Okay, you did me wrong. Don't let it just build up, but I want you to correct the problem as you go. You see, life is give and take. As you go along, you got to be doing that. You got to be correcting, and you got to be repenting. You got to be rebuking, and you got to be, amen, repenting, and that way you can be receive restoration. And he says that if he were to sin against thee, then it's your job to correct him, because that means that there is a problem. Amen. 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 And today, I don't know, you may not be correctable. Some folk are not. Some folk are not correctable. But Jesus says here, he says, when your brother do you wrong, rebuke him. And you let him know that you did me wrong. And Jesus says that it is your responsibility, because we know we live in a world where there is going to be somebody gonna make you mad. And so when that happens, then you need to, biblically, you need to rebuke him. And amen, straighten him out. Amen. And if he repents, forgive him. Amen, amen. If he repents, it's conditional. Amen. Most people think that dealing with God, that, you know, we just all go to heaven anyhow. You know, we just think that we all go to heaven anyhow, no matter what. My sin and all, just going to heaven. I ain't no repentance. That means I ain't stopped doing nothing. I just started going to church. I just added church to my schedule, but ain't nothing changed. I still go to the club. I still drink that. I still talk like this. I still. Ain't no been no repentance. It's a foreign word, repentance. None of that. Just receive me, Lord, just like I am, and just that I ain't nothing been fixed. Just take me. I ain't going to, getting rid of nothing. I'm keeping everything. Amen. 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 We just think, but the truth of the matter is, it didn't just say. God does not just receive us. We can't go to heaven without repenting. You say, well, God is a God of love. You still ain't got to repent. He's a God of love, but in order for you to get the love, amen, you have got to repent. And that's what's so important is we need to realize that. Jesus didn't just say, everybody, I love the world, y'all all come to heaven. He said, no, you tell them about the gospel. If they believe it and they repent, and they're going to live with me as their Lord, not Satan, not themselves, then they can come on in. But, amen, they need to confess their sins, and they need to repent of those sins, and then they can be restored. Amen. Amen. You confess your sins, and amen. People even go as far as confessing that, yeah, I am a sinner and I need Jesus, and Jesus loves everybody. Let me in. No, you skip second base. Amen. Confession is first base. Repentance is second base. Amen. Restoration is third base. And then you come on home. Amen. But some folk want to skip second base, and they ran all the way around and they're out. The fact of the matter is, we need to let it forget, but repentance is an important, and people like that now. Amen. They say, you're a Christian, you're supposed to forgive me. Did you stop doing it? No. They did it again. And they kept doing it. And they kept doing it. And they kept doing it. And they want to know what's wrong with you. Why can't you accept me? You're a Christian. Where's the love? Yeah, love is there. But you got to be worthy. You got to create a place for the forgiveness. Amen. Yeah, Christians, we are to forgive everybody, and everybody needs to be forgiven, but you got to create the place. You didn't move the couch out the way. I want to forgive you, but you left this, you didn't move the stuff out the way. Forgive him if he repents. There's a whole lot of folk now, they never repented, and they're wondering, why is this still going wrong? Why am I still having trouble? Why can't I get this fixed? Why can't I? And when the truth of the matter is, you ain't proven to be worthy of forgiveness. You've not genuinely repented. There's a lot of folk mad at each other right now. They ain't never repented. They said, well, we Christian, we got to all love each other. You need to repent. Well, you my wife, you my husband, you need to repent. You did something that was wrong. You need to confess it. And let's get it very clear. I did this. Don't own this in. Don't talk about if I did anything to you. No, that ain't confession. Don't come up here with no if I did it. Own your sin. I was wrong. I lied on you. and I won't do it again. I repent of that. Now, do you accept it? And you really ain't got no choice because Jesus forgive us all the time. So you got to forgive them, but you just got to go through the right process. That's all you got to follow. A lot of folks don't realize if you just follow the process, everything's fine. But don't miss any, don't skip any bases. Admit it. A lot of relationship right now, whether it's marriage or whether it is even courting or whether it is churches or what is somebody you work with, your coworker, the relationship is dysfunctional because you haven't gone through the process, and you want to know why can't you all forgive, and you're not following the biblical pattern that he laid out. Because when you don't just come and get, or you don't just come and feel sorry, you got to say, I genuinely repent of it. I'm sorry I did it. And I genuinely not going to do that again. I know that gets on your last nerve. Amen. If leaving the cap off the toothpaste makes you that mad, I won't ever do it again. Amen. If you want the tissue to go over or under, if you want it to go over, that's fine. I will make sure. It don't make no difference to me. I like it under, but you like it over, that's fine. I'll put it. I think it goes better over anyway. Because if it's under, it gets stuck by the wall. And so how can you there grabbing and you need to go. I like it over. Well, I'll tell you what. Just let me know what it takes for this thing to function. Amen. I'm not going to keep angering you. It ain't that big of a deal. So I can just make some changes, can't I? Amen. If you know you repeatedly coming home late and repeatedly coming home later and later and later and later, and you repeatedly not, talking to folk you shouldn't be talking to, and your spouse don't know where you are, you can't continue. That y'all don't like that part. I think y'all like the other part. Let me go back. Amen. Take it and put it where you want to put it. Amen. Whatever the situation is, people are wanting to experience functionality when they keep doing dysfunctional things. Now, how long is this going to go on? Until you adopt the biblical pattern of fixing stuff, God got it fixed to where, if we don't have forgiveness, then things get clogged up, don't they? They get backed up. And that's what happens. Many of us, everything's all clogged up. The forgiveness ain't flowing. See, love, forgiveness keeps everything flowing. Because I'm going to make you mad. I'm going to disappoint you. I'm going to let you down. Life is like that Chinese food, sweet and sour. And the reality is, whether it's sweet and sour pork or sweet and sour people, you're going to have both. And because of that, people are going to let you down. People make mistakes. Huh? Amen. Things happen. People, immaturity. Some people immature. Some people, they didn't have no father figure. They got all kind of excuses, their reason. They're untrained. They're untaught. They don't know no better, whatever the reason may be. Amen. All these things are critically important. And you have to understand that people are going to let you down. And if there is no forgiveness, things just going to back up. You know what's going to happen? People going to get mad at each other. People going to get mad at each other. And they're going to hold on to it for years. Unless it's dealt with properly. So forgiveness can bring healing. And so many people, and a lot of folk, they know they need forgiveness, but you can't straighten everybody out because they're gonna get mad. Some people can't receive rebuke. Some folk fine, they as long as you letting them do what they want, go their way, agreeing with them, then you can keep him as a friend. But I need to be able to tell you the truth. And you know what that means? The forgiveness can't flow. Because forgiveness keeps everything flowing. Keeps everything, don't nothing get dammed up, you know what I mean? Clogged up, stopped up, backed up. Amen. Forgiveness, because the minute something happened, Gail, it just flow right on through. Just keep flowing. Water just flowing good. That's what, Jesus said there must be in life a place. Oh, it's a place for pain in life. It's a place for suffering in life. It's a place for this. It's a place for that. But there must be, for functionality, a place for forgiveness. Because people are going to let you down. We're going to let you down. Because we're all sinners. And because that's the way life is, you're going to have to factor in a place for forgiveness. You got to make a place. There's got to be a place where I'm just going to erase. I'm just going to, I know you can't change the past, but you won't be able to enjoy life. Not the Christian life. You won't be able to function as a Christian unless there's a healthy place of forgiveness. You got to get to the point. But understand, when you ask for it, we got a lot of folk want forgiveness, but they don't want to repent. Now, if the package comes together, you can't break up the package. You can't say, well, yeah, we do need forgiveness all over the place. Yeah, yeah. But you also need to repent. You angered somebody. Own your sin. Be responsible for what you did. You did it. It's intentional. It was a trespass. If thy brother trespass, he trespassed. Well, we can let him off the hook. If he repents, say, you know what? I was wrong. Well, I don't need to rub it in, but the truth of the matter is that you get the point, though. I know y'all ready to go. Let me hear it going. The truth is that too many things, if you don't have that forgiveness, life just going to be a big mess. Your marriage is going to be a big mess. Your church is going to be a big mess. Amen. Your job is going to be a big mess. It's not that I like the job. That's the reason I like to go to work when ain't nobody there. My job. Something went on. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody fixed it. See, life is fixable for those who are willing to participate. And you can have a joyful life, a good life, you know, but when you just stab folk, cut folk, and pull folk hair, and then just go on through life, say, well, ain't nothing wrong. She'll get over it. He'll get over it. Nothing but some cap off the toothpaste. See, now, like I said, now you're defining what's important to somebody else. Now, that's another big mistake you just ain't going to be able to have. I can't define what's important to you. Amen. And you're just going to have a big mess. And there's going to be a big fallout. Amen. It's going to be a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. And it's going on and on and on. And pretty soon in life, you're going to throw up your hands. And you're going to just say, stick a fork in me, I'm done. Amen. I'm through with it. Amen. I done had enough. Pretty soon, I'm out of here. Amen. Well, amen. Amen. Ask your neighbors, you done yet? Amen. Are you done yet? I know. Are you done yet? You know. Amen. Come on. You see, there got to be a place. Forgiveness will make your life sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Are you practicing it? There has to be a place for it, and you got to go through the process to get it, and then you got to practice it. And then that brings about restoration. If he repents, forgive him. Restore him, take him back in. recognize at the very beginning. Take heed of yourself. Now, you ain't no angel yourself. I wish I had. You ain't no angel, so think about you. Consider yourself, lest you also have got a witness. You ain't no angel either. So we all got to work on this. And may we leave here today and repair relationships and keep them repaired. On your job, in your home, in your church. Can you think of anything that may kind of still be, you know, undone? Let us pray. Father, we know that in life, this thing of forgiveness is so essential, so important. And Lord, we just ask that you help us to leave this place realizing that we have a part to play. They have a part to play, and I have a part to play. Amen. This process is not just one-sided. So now, Lord, we pray for repairing these relationships. If there are some here today, help us to understand that we're not really responsible for somebody else's part, but we need to come clean, and we need to confess, and we need to make it clear. And we know that if it's made clear, just like you forgave us, you said even if somebody sins 7 times in one day, or 70 times 7. It's forgiveness is a part of life. And we pray that this church, these couples, these Christians will practice it and that they will experience it. A wholesome, healthy Christian relationship. Functionality is so critical. In Jesus' name. There's somebody that don't know you, help them to open up their heart and realize that I repent. I confess I'm a sinner and I repent. Receive me as one of your children. Somebody want to restore their relationship, they can come to the altar for prayer. I pray, Father God, that we'll leave this place functioning like Christians. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.